This is the Sakha Murli of the 20th of May, 2026. Essence, sweet children, ask yourselves, for how long do you remember the Father? For how long do you have a soul conscious stage? Question, which direction of the Father do the fortunate children follow? Answer, the Father's direction is, sweet children, may you be soul conscious. All of you souls are males, not females. A whole part is recorded in each of you souls. Now make this effort to practice remaining soul conscious. This is the highest destination. Song, I have come having awakened my fortune. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. You spiritual children, that is, you embodied souls, say that you are sitting with the spiritual father in order to make your fortune for the new world, that is, the fortune of heaven. Now you children have to have spiritual consciousness. You have to become soul conscious. This requires the most effort. You consider yourselves to be souls, and you souls should also consider yourselves to have taken 84 births. Sometimes you became a barrister, sometimes one thing and sometimes another. Souls are male and are all brothers, not sisters. The soul says, this is my body, and therefore, in these terms, although the body may be female, the soul is male. Everything has to be understood very clearly. The Father refines your intellects and makes them very broad. You souls now know that you have taken 84 births. Good and bad sanskars are in each soul. You receive a body according to those sanskars. Everything depends on the soul. A lot of effort is needed for this. You have been remembering your worldly fathers for birth after birth. You now have to remember your father from beyond this world. Repeatedly consider yourselves to be souls. I, this soul, take this body. The Father is now teaching us souls. This is spiritual knowledge given by the spiritual Father. The first and foremost thing is that you children have to remain soul conscious. It is a very high destination to remain soul conscious. This knowledge is not as high. There is no effort in this knowledge. To understand the world cycle is to understand history and geography. The Father is the highest on high. Then there are the deities of the subtle region. The history and geography of the world are in this human world. There is no history or geography in the subtle region or in the incorporeal world. That is the land of peace. The Golden Age is a land of happiness, whereas the Iron Age is this land of sorrow. No one can receive peace here in Ravan's kingdom. You children have now received the knowledge that you are souls and are residents of the land of peace. Those organs are for you to act with, whether you perform actions or not. I am a soul, and my original religion is peace. You are karma yogis. You definitely also have to act. There can be no renunciation of karma. Each of those sannyasis plays that part. They leave their homes and go away. They don't cook food, but continue to ask householders for alms. They do have to go to householders to eat food. They renounced their homes and families, but they still continue to act. There cannot be renunciation of karma. It is when souls reside in the land of peace that there is renunciation of karma. There are no physical organs. Therefore, how could a soul act? This is called the field of action. Everyone has to come onto this field of action. That is the land of peace, the incorporeal world. It isn't that souls have to merge into the Brahm element. Souls are residents of the land of peace. They then come here onto this field of action to play their parts. These are matters of detail. In a nutshell, Baba tells you, have the faith that you are souls and remember the Father so that your sins are absolved. This is called the ancient yoga of Bharat. In fact, this should not be called yoga, but remembrance. This requires effort. Very few become yogis. First, there have to be the teachings of yoga, and then this knowledge. First of all, there has to be remembrance of the Father. The Father says, become soul conscious. This is the spiritual pilgrimage of remembrance. It is not a pilgrimage of knowledge. You have to make a lot of effort for this. Although some call themselves BKs, they don't remember the Father. The Father comes and makes you children soul conscious through Brahma. This one was body conscious and is now making effort to become soul conscious. Brahma is not God. Here, all human beings are impure. There isn't a single being who is pure and elevated. It refers to a soul when it is said charitable soul, sinful soul. Human beings say, don't trouble my soul. However, they don't understand who they are. It is asked, O soul of a human being, what business are you doing? He would reply, I, this soul, am doing such and such business with this body. Therefore, first of all, have that faith and remember the Father. No one but the Father can give this spiritual knowledge. The Father comes and makes you soul conscious. It isn't that anyone who is clever in this knowledge is very strong in soul consciousness. Those who are soul conscious will imbibe this knowledge very well. There are many who understand this knowledge very well, but they forget remembrance of Shiv Baba. You repeatedly have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You have to become like a genie in this. There is the story of a genie. The Father gives you this work. Remember me or else Maya will eat you. Maya is the genie. The more you remember the Father, the more your sins will be absolved and the greater the pull you will feel. Maya turns you upside down and brings you many storms. It should remain in the intellects of you souls that you are the children of the Father. You just have to stay in this happiness. Maya slaps you when you become body conscious. They also show a play of hatamtai, someone putting a bead in his mouth. When someone puts a bead in his mouth, the problem goes away. This means that Maya does not trouble you when you stay in remembrance of the Father. There is a battle because of this. You make effort to stay in remembrance, but Maya catches hold of you by the nose and doesn't allow you to stay in remembrance. You then become distressed and go to sleep. There is so much battling with Maya. However, the history and geography of the world is most simple. You are told over and over again that you must always think that your 84 births are now complete and that you are going to meet Baba. It is difficult to remember this, but it is not difficult to explain to anyone. Don't think that you explain very well. No. The first thing is remembrance. Many people come to the exhibitions, teach them the first lesson of considering themselves to be souls and of remembering the Father, so that they become Setopradhan from Tamopradhan. This is the first lesson to teach them. No one else can teach the ancient yoga of Bharat. Only when the Father comes and teaches it can you learn it. It is impossible for human beings to teach human beings Raja Yoga. In the Golden Age, you are pure and you experience the reward there. There is no question of this knowledge or ignorance of it there. It is only on the path of devotion that people call out for him to remove their sorrow and grant them happiness. There are no gurus or saints in the golden and silver ages. There they have attained salvation. You can claim your inheritance of salvation for 21 births or 21 generations. It is said that a Brahma Kumari is one who uplifts 21 generations. This is only remembered in Bharat. It is only in Bharat that you receive an inheritance for 21 generations. There you belong to the one deity religion. There is no other religion there. The Father comes and changes you from humans into deities. How can we return home without becoming pure? Everyone here is impure and vicious. Those who establish a religion also have to sustain their religion while it continues to grow. No one can return home. Not a single actor can return home. Everyone has to become Setopradhan and go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. For Brahma too, it is said, the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. Would there be only Brahma alone in the world? You are now becoming part of the Brahman clan. You were in the night and are now going into the day. It has been explained to you for how long you remain worthy of worship and for how many births you become worshippers. Until the Father comes, no one can become elevated from being corrupt. Those who are born through vice are called corrupt. That is why this is called hell. If there were sorrow in both hell and heaven, heaven would not then be called heaven. Until someone understands this accurately, he will continue to ask wrong questions. You have to explain that Bharat was very elevated. Just as the praise of God is infinite, so the praise of Bharat is also infinite.
What was Bharat? Who made it like that? The Father whose praise you sing. The Father comes and makes you children into the masters of the world. He takes all human beings from degradation into salvation. He takes them to the land of peace, for which human beings make effort. That is called complete happiness, complete peace, and complete purity. There, you remain in happiness and peace too. All the rest of the souls only remain in peace. You take the maximum number of births.
Those who take the minimum number of births remain in total peace. They just come like mosquitoes and play their parts for one birth or half a birth. What is that worth? They have no value. What value do mosquitoes have? They take birth in the night and die in the night. At this time, most people want peace because the gurus of today are those who go into silence. You have come here to become the residents of heaven. The residents of heaven would not be called residents of peace. The residents of peace are those who reside in the incorporeal world. People have learnt the word liberation from their gurus. Women hold a fast in order to go to the land of paradise. When someone dies, people say that he has become a resident of heaven. He hasn't really become that, but the people of Bharat believe in heaven. They believe that Bharat was paradise. Shiv Baba comes in Bharat and creates heaven. Therefore, he would definitely create that here. He wouldn't come in heaven to do that. He says, I come at the confluence of hell and heaven. I come cycle after cycle at the confluence age. They have written that he comes in every age. They have forgotten the word cycle. This play is predestined, and the same will then repeat. You come to know the Father and the world cycle in this last birth. You now know, number-wise, how this establishment takes place. This whole play is based on you people of Bharat. You are now studying Raja Yoga with the Father. You claim the kingdom by having remembrance of the Father. There are the pictures. Who made all of these pictures? This one doesn't have any gurus. Even if he did have a guru, that guru would not have had just one disciple. He would have had many disciples. No one but the one Father can know this knowledge. Many people ask if your dada has had these pictures made. The Father granted visions with divine insight. He also granted visions of paradise. Some of you had visions of how a school functions there and what the language there will be. When you children were in the furnace, Baba used to entertain you. In Karachi, you lived alone, and it was as though it was your kingdom then. You used to have everything of your own. Others aren't able to understand this. You used to believe that that was the court of Kuda, God. Baba has explained that you are the nuns who belong to none but one. You mustn't remember anyone but the one Father. Nuns only belong to Christ and no one but him. You know that you receive the inheritance from Shivbaba alone. Shivbaba is just a point. He would also have to explain through someone. Prajapita Brahma would surely exist here. The father says, I enter this one's impure body at the end of the last of his many births. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Imbibe this knowledge very well and become soul conscious. This requires effort. This is the highest destination. Make yourself the soul, Seto Pradhan, by making this effort. To become a genie and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. No matter how many obstacles Maya brings, just put a bead in your mouth. Don't become distressed by Maya. Stay in remembrance of the One and ward off the storms. Blessing, may you become an embodiment of success by making spiritual endeavor, sadhana, your foundation while using the facilities, sadhan. When you see an attractive scene of the old world, or when you see anything and use the facilities of temporary happiness, you become influenced by those facilities. Spiritual endeavor based on the support of those facilities is like a building with a foundation of sand. Therefore, don't let your imperishable spiritual endeavor be based on any perishable facilities. The facilities are in name, whereas your spiritual endeavor is the basis of construction. Therefore, give importance to your spiritual endeavor and it will enable you to achieve success. Slogan. If there is any trace of weakness, it will create its progeny and influence you. Avyak signal, constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. Remain aware of the method you have been shown of keeping your intellect focused on one thing. Do not allow it to fluctuate. Become detached from bodies and the physical world, and experience the corporeal and incorporeal stage in a second with the viman of your mind and intellect. Don't allow your intellects to fluctuate. Otherwise, a lot of time is then wasted in battling. Just as tapasvis always sit on a special seat, in the same way, remain seated on your seat of a constant stage. For only then will you receive your future throne. Om Shanti.